Deuce McAllister, who works the broadcast for the Saints. Deuce, thank you so much. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, gentlemen?
Pretty good today. Before we start talking football, tell us how the event went yesterday, the Beau Rivage.
Hey, look, the Beau Rivage, that's a top-notch facility over there. And I don't know if you've had a chance to go to the new tap. Yesterday was their grand opening, but even the old one was impressive. And so they go back and they renovated, and I mean, it's just over 7,000 square feet, can seat up to 200 people, 300 standing room only. It is very, very nice facility. Look, and, you know, you can have, I guess, a VIP area where if you and a couple of your buddies want to watch a certain game, you can do it, and they have it where they can accommodate you, and so it's a pretty nice setup. So I was definitely impressed.
Did Bobby Hebert behave? He didn't get out of hand, did he?
For the most part. I mean, Bobby's going to be Bobby. So I mean, he behaved for the most part. So it was pretty good.
What do you think about the devaluing of running backs these days?
Well, it's unfortunate. I mean, because obviously, when you want to close out games, you have to be able to run the football. And then when it's inclement or bad weather, you have to be able to run the football. And normally, during the playoffs, when it's cold and you have to go to a wet stadium, you have to be able to run the football. So a lot of times, maybe the elite guy can go out and secure a top contract. But, you know, other guys, it's coming to where it's a shared duty. So there's two or three guys that teams lean on instead of having just one elite back. And so I think it's just a trend that we're going through. Obviously, I know the rules are slanted towards passing the football, where it's easier to maybe even get a pass interference call. And obviously, you're going to cover a lot more yardage through the air. But, you know, as a former running back, it's kind of tough to see at times.
Deuce, talk a little bit about that. Because the game has changed even since you played, which really wasn't that long ago, do you feel like your career or your talents would have been just as suited for today's game, and maybe even you might have even played longer or stayed healthier longer because of the way the game is played now from the running back spot?
Well, you definitely think so. And towards the end of my career, it became the duty to be able to share the football. You know, at the end, I was with Pierre Thomas and Reggie Bush, who obviously were great, great talents in themselves. But early on, it was just me. You know, I had a couple guys, Chad Morton, Fred McAfee, that helped. But I knew going into the game, I was going to get 25 to 30 touches. And that's really not the case with a lot of these the backs now, unless you're Ezekiel Elliott or even Todd Gurley. But, you know, Todd right now, he's battling injury, so that's not even the case with he. Le'Veon Bell is another one that, you know, he's going in, he's going to get those type of touches and numbers. But the rules have definitely changed. One is how they protect the quarterback. And so now it's very, very tough on a defender how he can even tackle the quarterback. So that's one advantage we know that favors passing the ball. And the other, I would definitely say, is how defenders can tackle. You know, a lot of times you talk to any of the defensive guy, he is afraid to tackle, particularly high, because of either getting a penalty or getting a fine. So you see a lot of times guys, they go low, and that's because they don't want to get a fine. And the other part of it is because of the new CBA deal that the guys were able to sign, you know, eliminating a lot of contact during practice, as well as even off-season practice type of stuff, and then definitely in training camp where they can only go once a day and not have a true two-a-day. So it's all in an effort to try to preserve the players and their body, but also to try to make the game safer.
One of the greatest running backs in Ole Miss history and the Saints history, and now the commentator on the Saints game, Deuce McAllister. Of course, you hear him on WNSP. We know about your running. We know about your pass catching. Didn't you throw a touchdown pass once against the Falcons?
That is correct. I was able to connect Willie Jackson for a touchdown pass, and so I did throw another one in my career. It was incomplete, but you know, I can say that I was able to score via the air, via quarterback, and obviously via carrying the ball. So that's a pretty cool feat.
How do you think you now? You did play a little bit with Drew Brees, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and he was voted second. He was voted second among NFL players today at the age of 39 as the best player in pro football. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Drew is crossing. He's 40 at this point, so. And I don't know how he does it. I mean, I do not know how he's able to be able to go out there and do it. I've known Drew since we came out together back in 2001, and for him to still be playing in, I'm almost 10 years into my retirement, and to see how he still goes out and compete, and I'm just trying to get up in the morning without the aches and pains from playing the game, and so it's definitely fun to be able to go out there and see him be able to do what he loves and to be able to teach and still be a dynamic quarterback, but to say I know when he's going to wrap it up, I would be telling the story, but I just enjoy watching him, to this day.
Deuce McAllister, our guest here on WNSP. I got to ask you, too, because I think most would agree that what we're seeing right now is kind of the golden age of New Orleans Saints football. And as a guy that's been around the Gulf Coast as long as you have, I know you've seen some seasons where that wasn't always the case. But I really believe, especially towards the end of your tenure, that was kind of really the start, right? That was kind of the start of this age. How different, though, has it been, and can you kind of put that perspective, kind of put that whole thing in perspective for Saints fans, that this is truly the golden age of Saints football?
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, and it really started with Sean Payton back in 06. I mean, just really resetting the franchise and telling us and having sure. us to believe that we are one of the, top 6-7 franchises in the NFL. And some of the things that obviously Mr. Benson started to do, and then Ms. Benson, she's been able just to follow up and create and grow on it. They've just been impressive. And so for fans, yes, enjoy it, because there have been some very, very lean years. And, to say that we were able to win a Super Bowl and to say that we've been to the NFC Championship game a couple times, probably should have been to a couple Super Bowls under Drew and Sean. It's just enjoy it, because trust me, I was there for 3-13 and some very, very lean years where we just wanted to go 8-8, and that we thought that was a successful season. But I mean, for this franchise now, if they're not getting in the playoffs, it's a disappointment, and particularly for this team, I think for them, obviously getting to the playoffs is a goal, but this team, they want to get to the Super Bowl, and they have enough talent where they can go out there and do that. But, particularly for our new fans, enjoy it, because there have been some lean years for us as a franchise, and, we're just trying to let teams know that we're here to stay for a while.
Deuce McAllister on the line with us right now. Deuce, your most memorable moment on the playing field for the Saints?
Oh, it was the NFC Championship game. Most definitely. It was the NFC Championship game, or at least the divisional round to go to the NFC Championship game. In 06, that game against Chicago didn't end how we wanted it to, but just to be able to get there for our first time in franchise history back in 2006, that was pretty special. And obviously, I didn't get to play in the Super Bowl, but to be a part of the Super Bowl team and just to take it all in and to know how tough it had been on our fans and on our organization, but to say that we were Super Bowl champs, that was pretty special. And then obviously the reopening of the Dome back in 06, those couple of moments are hard to top for me.
Yeah, the number one moment to me is the reopening of the Dome against the Falcons. Just won't ever be beat. As an aside, I know you can appreciate this, Deuce. Believe it or not, because the first down to the NFL I ever play, or the next one will be the first, but during that NFC Championship game, I was actually, believe it or not, recovering from an ACL surgery. How about that?
Wow. Well, you weren't up jumping around and moving a lot. You were just enjoying it.
Well, I just know that you can relate, although I'm sure you recovered a lot quicker than I ever did. Let me ask you this, Deuce, because we're running out of time, but I'd love to get your thoughts on the SEC. You're an Ole Miss guy. Where do you see the Rebs finishing in the West? And what do you think of the Final Four of the college football playoff coming up? Who you like?
I love my Rebels. Right now, they're just to be able to get back to 85 scholarships. So they have some talent up in Oxford, but they're young. So I still think that they're a couple of years away. For them to be able to go to a bowl game would be really, really having a good year and not having the ability to be able to do it the last 2 years. When you look at the SEC, I think it obviously has to start with Bama, you know, and I think three teams are really liking the SEC. You like Georgia, you like Alabama, and you like LSU. And a lot of that is because they have returning starters coming back at quarterback, and then they're talented on defense. When you talk about the SEC or at least the Final Four, you know, I think you look at a team like Bama. I wouldn't be surprised to get two SEC teams in again as far as the playoffs are concerned. But, you know, Clemson, I think, will be there. And then I'm not sure yet who that fourth team will be, if it's going to be an Oklahoma or maybe even a Texas that gets into that Final Four. But I'm looking forward to college football. I can't wait.
Deuce, tell us about Catch 22 Foundation.
My foundation, we want to make an impact in the Gulf South community. We want to be able to give back and help others that, you know, maybe have not had some of the right opportunities, and just to try to open some doors and expose them to opportunities that maybe they haven't had a chance to experience. So we want to continue to make an impact in the Gulf South community and just make sure that we're paying it forward and giving back.
Deuce, can't thank you enough. Got to ask you, though, Lee here mentioned Bobby Hebert. I'm curious, how does the guy that was known for dinking and dunking slow guys like Hobie Brenner and Eric Martin get dubbed the Cajun Cannon?
He had a rocket of an arm. Now, if you caught him towards the end of his career, may not have believed it. I mean, but you ask Mark Super Duper or AC Anthony Carter, could he throw it? Yes, he could. And so that's kind of where that came from.
Deuce, always a pleasure to have you. It's been way too long. We look forward to doing it again. We'll be listening to your broadcast to the Saints right here on WNSP. Have a great season. We'll be in touch.
All right, no problem. Thank you for having me.